neema watu wabarikiwa karibuni katika ibada yetu ulimwengu wote mzima usiku wa leo.
And what a mighty, mighty privilege to come to you live globally in your living rooms again.
何人とも共同強大強大特典再度来到你们的课程全球的。
And so much has happened, blessed people, ever since we came to you live into your broad, into, I mean, in our broadcast into your living room.
我们通过现场直播来到你们的客厅以来发生了很多很多的事情。
I want to greet the church in Australia.
我要迎接澳洲的教会。
That is Senior Archbishop Professor Amisha Du.
高级大主教阿密西教授。
Together with the entire church in the Australian subcontinent, Australian continent, including the New Zealand subcontinent and the islands.
整个澳洲的教会，并且包括新西兰的教会。
And greet the church in Europe.
要迎接欧洲的教会。
In the mighty name of Jesus.
以想着耶稣圣名来迎接你们。
And bless the church in Africa.
要迎接非洲的教会。 亚洲
Latin America,
南美洲 中美洲
United States of America,
美国的教会
加拿大的
Mexico, 墨西哥
All over the world, blessed people,
全世界的蒙福的门
We are coming to you on several platforms now.
我们现在通过几个频道来迎接你们。
So this is the inaugural service on our global broadcasts that are beginning tonight.
我们今晚开始的全球服饰正式的
We will be coming to you regularly as scheduled.
我们定期的来要造访你们。
I know tomorrow there is a very senior meeting taking place here of the senior clergy, the program planning meeting.
我知道明天会很高级的有关节目的会议在这举行。
So I'll make this brief tonight.
因此今晚要简单的报告。
It serves me such a great privilege, blessed people and blessedness, to come to you in your living rooms wherever you are.
蒙福的人们，无论你们在哪里，再多的这样的方式来服侍你们，强大的、非常强大的祝福。
And we are also live by audio terrestrially on Jesus is Lord Radio 105.3, 105.9 FM，并且通过地面上的电台也在现场直播当中，耶稣是主广播电台来。 And we are also on the World Wide Web by radio, our global radio, Jesus is Lord Radio.info.
并且耶稣是主广播电台的网络啦，也在直播当中。
And through several platforms on Twitter, on Facebook, and many other platforms.
并且推特、脸书各种不同的平台来现在直播当中。
And on TikTok and many.
抖音并且很多其他的平台。
So this journey, this is going to be such a nourishing journey, a very wealthy journey, spiritually wealthy.
这是属灵方面非常得到养分的旅程。
Bringing you what the Lord is saying right now to the Church of Christ.
带给你们主说的话，现在是给基督教会的。
No, we've just come back from the mighty, super, glorious, mega, mega historic mission of the Lord in Ivory Coast, Abidjan.
我们刚刚主最强大的塞亚海岸的阿比让聚会结束了，然后刚刚结束的。
I know that we are on our way. We are about to leave also to Brazil.
并且我们也现在就是前往巴西的旅程当中，因此主的时间表现在非常忙碌的。
But today, blessed people, I want to talk to you about the rapture of the church, the coming of the Messiah.
可是今天我要跟你们说教会的背景，弥赛亚的来临。
As you are aware, this has become an exhaustless theme.
你们知道这是没有尽头的主体。
Ending conversation with the Church of Christ.
这是跟基督教会之间没有结束的话题。
Bona fide place for this message is that it should be an unending message.
这是有四个的地方传出这非常重大信息的
Because we know too well, this is such a day, that will be such a day. The day we are going to talk about is such a day that when it takes place, it will be totally irreversible.
我们知道那一天这个事情发生了，这是彻底的无法逆转的事情，无法挽回的事情。The
day of rapture when it happens is totally irreversible.
背起事情发生了，这彻底的无法挽回。
And yet it is the day that all the nations are waiting for. It is the reason the Messiah came and went to the cross and died and resurrected for you.
整个列国等待的那一天，这也是弥赛亚来走上十字架为你而死的理由，为你的罪而死的理由。
Before we start, I would like to share the most recent visions of the Lord.
开始之前，我要跟您分享主最新的意象。
And I'll put them in a sequence, and then I'll be able to transmit to you the message what heaven is saying right now.
把这些意象放在整个脉络当中，然后要跟你们分享主要赐给你们的信息是什么样的。
And I know all the senior archbishop globally, you would have wanted me to bless you. I bless the senior archbishop in charge of USA, Luis Lupo. And also I bless the senior archbishop in charge of the Czech Republic, in charge of Ghana. There are many nations. I may not, Uganda, I may not mention you, but I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus.
我以讲这些事送名来，我要祝福美国的高级大主教、捷克共和国的、加拿大、乌干达的高级大主教。
Yesu Kristo, nimebariki askofu mkuu wa Marekani Luis Lupo, askofu mkuu wa Czech Republic, askofu mkuu wa Uganda,
Ghana, and there are many, I may not enumerate you because of time.
Uganda, Ghana,
那有很多高级大主教，我没有时间一个一个的点名。
But before we handle the visions of the rapture of the church, what the Lord has said now, regarding the coming of the Messiah, I want to share the same conversation is saying now, but different visions related to that.
我谈到教会背起之前、现在、主愿意分享给教会的意向，我首先要跟大家说明一下。
This is Sunday, January 29th, the year 2023.
2023年1月29号星期天的意象
1:20 p.m. East African time in the afternoon
东非时间下午1:20
And in, I was reading the Holy Bible
我读圣经当中
Reading from the book of Revelation chapter 3 verses 7-13
启示录3章7到13节
And in my reading when I reached Revelation chapter 3 verse 12
我读到启示录3的12节的时候
Which says the following
却说的如下
Revelation chapter 3 verse 12
启示录3:12
Blessed people
蒙福的人们
Which says the following
他说的如下
Which says
他说
Again this is the message to the church in Philadelphia
这是赐给费拉铁菲教会的信息
And the reason I was reading this message of Christ I had read all the other messages to the seven churches and now I narrowed in to the message to the church in Philadelphia.
我现在我会读整个一切赐给其他教会的信息，可是现在把这范围人少一点集中的来要处理一下赐给菲拉铁菲的这个书信。为什么呢？
That the Lord Jesus exuded a tremendous blessedness and belovedness to this church.
因为我发现了主赐给菲拉铁菲教会的信息当中，散发出了非常就是他对教会的慈爱，他对教会的恩典，向着菲拉铁菲教会的爱，主的爱，散发出来的那种信息。
And own her and admit her also into glory.
在荣耀当中要迎接他，要拥有他的这种主的内涵，主的愿意，主的旨意。因此我读过启示录三章七到十三节的时候，是给腓拉铁菲教会的这个信息。
The message says to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write.
赐给菲拉铁菲教会的
These are the words of him who is holy and true.
你要写信给菲拉铁菲教会的使者说
clearly in that introducing statement, in that introduction, where the Lord is introducing himself to the church, we see right away that there is an attendant message. There is a message he's transmitting there.
那圣洁真是拿着道路的钥匙，这信息当中我们已经看到主愿意赐给教会的信息是什么。他已经他是圣洁的。
In other words, he's saying that he is the transcendent God separated from the corruption of the world.The moral decay of the world.
他是超越的，离开的世上放荡的道德败坏的神，离开世上罪恶的神，圣洁的。
In other words, he's also saying that this is he that is set apart, totally separated from the sinfulness of this world. He is God.
他是彻底区别开来的，他是神，他是彻底的分别开来的。
In other words, he was also saying that before you come to him, if you are to come to him, be holy for I am holy. He is instructing the church also to separate out and live a separated Christian life.
并且他更加会说，如果你愿意到我这来，你要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。这只是赐给教会的指示，借着启示录三章的七节这段经文来要赐给你们的信息。
In other words, you can see right here Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14being mentioned there, being instructed to the church.
就是希伯来书十二章的十四节赐给教会的信息一样。
Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy.
要做出一切努力跟众人和睦，并且要圣洁。
For without holiness, nobody, I repeat, nobody will see the Lord.
非圣洁无人，无人能见主。
That is the scripture you see screaming from there.
这段经文呼喊的气息就是这样的。这些话语就是那圣洁的，他说的话。
Be separated, be set apart, you also.
换言之，你也要分别开来，区别开来。
In other words, you can see very clearly.The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 and 18 shouting to you from this scripture.
林后六章十四到十八节在那喊叫的声音也是跟这段经文一样的。
And then he goes on to say, this is he, him who is true.
并且真实的，那圣洁真实的。
In other words, he's saying this is the true Messiah.
换言之，他是真实的弥赛亚，真理。
In other words, false messiahs will come. That was prophesied by Jesus, and they will say they are the Messiah. They are the Messiah. But now this is the true Messiah. I am the true Christ.
换言之，那有很多假基督出现，可是他才是真实的、真正的，他才是真实的那一位。
Sasa anajitokeza hapa akisema ya kwamba yeye ndiye Masia wa kweli. Huyu ndiye Masia wa kweli sasa. Anajitokeza sasa waziwazi kujitambulisha mbele zao.Kwa maana akisema ya kwamba ndiye yeye wamekuwa wakimtazamia wakimuongojea.
Kwa maana anasema ya kwamba ndiye yeye sasa amejitokeza sasa yeye ndiye Masihi wa kweli ndiye yeye ambaye wamekuwa wakimtarajia na kumtazamia.
He's saying that he is the one that the world is waiting for.
That
through Christ, this is him who is true. He's also saying that he is separated from deception.
He is
trustworthy. He is dependable and reliable.
他是可靠的, 他是可靠的, 可以依赖的, 可以依靠的.
If you see the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, he says, he says the following,
他说的如下,
and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten from among the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth.
并那诚实做见证的从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督
In other words, the faithful witness of Yahweh.
他也是亚威诚实的见证
The one that says nothing except what Yahweh has given him to say.
就是亚威赐给他的信息之外 没有说出任何其他
The one that the entire heaven trusted so much and entrusted the entire mission of the deliverance of mankind in his hands, and he delivered.
整个天堂如此的信靠他 给他所有的一切拯救人类的事工的 就是没有赐给任何其他人 就是赐给他整个的事工的
There is a screaming statement here saying, How about you? Have you entrusted him with your life?
因此主通过这样的经文来跟你呼喊跟你喊叫说你也是如此的信靠他依靠他相信他吗
Only those that have entrusted him that trust in Jesus will enter the kingdom of God. That is what he's shouting from here.
只有依靠相信依赖耶稣基督的人才能够进入这才是 这段经文呼唤你们的信息
could trust him so much and entrust him with a mission to come and deliver mankind and he delivered perfectly. How about you? Have you entrusted him with your life, your little life?
父神如此的相信他 是给他拯救整个人类的事工 如此的相信他 那你怎么样呢? 你拿着你那渺小的生命来依靠他 全部的依赖他 相信他吗? 启示录
meaning is separated from lies
启示的七他是离开谎言的 他是真实的 因为他的话是可以相信的 他是可以依靠的 因为他才是起初的基督 真实的 他是可以依赖可以 信靠的 只有依靠他的人才能够进入神的国度 只有依靠他的人才能够进入神的国度
Then he goes on to say Him who holds This is him who holds the key of David
拿着大卫的钥匙
In other words he's saying that he is the one that holds the key to the house of David.
他就拿着大卫家的钥匙, 他就是拿着大卫家钥匙的那一位。
He is the one that was promised that would come as the greater son of David, that would inherit by right, by qualification, would inherit the throne of David.
他就是大卫的子孙, 来要 继承大卫宝座的那一个那一位大卫的后裔大卫的子孙
In other words, this is the son of David he's saying here
换言之这就是大卫的子孙
And you know when you mention the son of David that essentially talks about the Christ it talks about the Messiah
大卫的子
would come as the son of David. That's why the blind cried out to him, saying, Son of David, have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙指的就是弥赛亚，指的就是基督。这是为什么夏子睁开眼睛大声喊叫说，你是大卫的子孙弥赛亚。他们都等着这大卫子孙的出现，弥赛亚。
He's saying that the prophecy that Nathan the prophet of Yahweh gave to David when he said, you will not build the house for the Lord, but your greater son will build the house and he will sit on your throne and his reign will be forever and ever. He's saying that that prophecy was now being fulfilled right there, that the greater son of David is now holding the key to the throne of David.
当拿单先知赐给大卫的预言，你的伟大的后裔，你伟大的子孙，大卫的子孙出现，来要永永远远要统治在你的宝座那。拿单先知赐给大卫先知的预言在这得以实现了，因为他就拿着大卫的钥匙。
The greater son of David.
大卫伟大的后裔，大卫伟大的儿子，你伟大的儿子会坐在你的宝座，永永远远要统治，这应该是弥赛亚。他开了无人能关，关了就没有人能开的。说因此他在这说的是主权，他的权柄，他来决定迎接谁，关闭谁，把谁引接进入天堂，把谁关在门外，他来决定。
He is God. He is saying that he is enjoying the sovereignty of God, the incontestable authority of God.
换言之，他现在向前迈步宣布他是神，他现在享受神的权柄，无法争论的，无法斗争的，神的主权无法争论的，因此他完全有主权的。他的主权是无法犯错误，无法被争论的，无法被夺走的。他的权柄是无法卖出去的。
He has this key and he determines whom to admit into the kingdom of God and whom to lock out into hell.
他拿着大卫的钥匙，就意味着他来决定迎接谁，让他进入天堂，决定谁把他关在天堂门外。因此第七节向教会呼喊，告诉教会说，只有耶稣拿着这把钥匙允许教会进入天堂的。记得当他复活的时候给很多人同时的出现，有些就拥抱他，触碰了他的衣服，比如说多玛，他呢碰过他的身体，他只有出现在爱他的人眼前，只有出现在他的朋友眼前。这段经文就告诉我们，被起发生了，只有出现在那些朋友，他亲爱的人眼前，他的面前，亲爱的人们面前。 只有出现在自己亲爱的人，就是爱他的人，爱他的人前。现在在这出现的信息是非常强大的。他说，同样的方式，他复活了。
What is screaming out to the church there is that, like during resurrection,
像复活的时候，就是他拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开，在这说明完全的他的主权，迎接谁来进入天堂，把谁关在天堂门外，完全由他来决定的。
To those that were his friends, his followers, those that entrusted their life to him, believed him, and were his disciples.
他复活之后，只有出现在那些爱他的人、信靠他的人、跟随他的人、相信他的人面前，只有出现在他们面前，只有出现在他们面前了，跟随他们的他的门徒。那个去到 Emmaus 的两个门徒，或者他们在加利利湖边打鱼的时候，包括500多个兄弟出现在他们的时候，他们都是爱他的、相信他的、跟随他的、相信他的人。
In other words, he's saying here, he chooses to whom he will appear. He will choose whom he will take into glory.
换言之，他来决定出现在谁的面前，他来决定提走谁，让他进入荣耀里。
So it is at the rapture of the church, that is what is being shouted here in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. What he's shouting here, that even during the rapture of the church,He will only appear to those who are his followers, those who love him.
这样，同样的方式，启示录三章的七节说出教会的背景的时候，到时候背景发生了，他只有出现在跟随他的、爱他的人、爱他的人面前。
He will only admit into the kingdom of glory on the day of rapture those who are his friends, those who are loving to him and believe him, have been following him.
飞机的那一天，他只有带走自己的朋友，就是爱他的、相信他的、跟随他的人，这是他朋友，他的朋友。因此在这介绍的内容当中，包含的内容很多。我知道你的行为，换言之，神非常专注地看到教会的行为，看见教会的行为。因为很多讲道人说，你不用担心你的行为了，如果你加上你的行为，那就是没有恩典的意义了。你现在已经接受了恩典，你的行就是不需要再去担忧你的行为了。可是你看在这就说，我知道你的行为，换言之，按照你的行为，根据你的行为的标准来，你得到基督的这个机会，或者得不到被关在门外的这个情况，就是因为按照你的行为来决定，根据你的行为来被决定。我知道你的行为。
Even as you are born again in the grace of Jesus, the Lord is busy paying attention to your deeds.
你虽然借着耶稣的恩典重生了，可是神非常勤奋的查看着你的行为。他知道你有信心，那是赐给你的，那是你受到的。
Then there are some good deeds, holy deeds that must come from them. God is watching those deeds.
因为当某一个人重生了，借着恩典的救赎，重生了，那这样的话，那里头的这个恩典必须要散发出来，要改变他的行为。这就是神，愿意看到的这个事情，就是所有的一切受到神恩典救赎的人。从他身上必须要发出来圣洁的行为。启示录二章三章七个教会收到的每一封信函里头都有，我知道你的行为这个表达，换言之，弥赛亚就行走在七个金灯台之间，跟教会说，我在查看你的行为，我知道你行为的一切的一切。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 12 it says,
启示录一章的十二节
I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me.
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话。即转过来就看见七个金灯台。
And among the lampstands was one, there was someone like a son of man.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间竖着金带，他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛如雪，眼目如同火焰。
This is amazing because if you look at the glorified, the resurrected glorified Christ,
这是非常的惊人。当你看到变荣耀的、复活的基督耶稣
，and then you read the book of Daniel chapter 7 verse 9 to 14, and you see the description of the Ancient of Days himself, God the Father there, the same description, same hair type, same hair color, everything same.
并且当你看到《但以理七章九到十四节》描述的亘古常在者的外貌，那是同样的白色的，如白羊毛如雪一样白色的头发，并且这个眼目如同火焰一样的，就是在这复活变荣耀耶稣基督的外貌跟亘古常在者一样。换言之，神自己来为你而死的，脚好像在炉中压炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音，他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一听见就扑倒在他脚前。就是去给你们那些，我到一到天堂，我就要寻找耶稣，我找到了耶稣，我就要拥抱他。你们看一下，如果你们遇见了复活变荣耀的耶稣，你只能像这样扑倒在他脚前，俯伏在地上，只能像死肉一样。 像死了的一样。他说不用惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。是首先的，是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，只活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。因此他现在看见的就是变荣耀复活的耶稣基督，即将来临的要再临的基督耶稣弥赛亚，他现在看见的所看见的。并且现在的事呢，就是他的脚就踏在那海岛拔毛的海岛里，就是教会时代。那个现在的事指的是教会的时代，是现在的事指的就是教会时代的事情。
What will take place later is what is coming, beginning with the end of the church age, the rapture of the church, the great tribulation, and all that.
并且将来必成的事就是教会被提，然后灾难大灾难境界之后发生的所有的一切事情。
Verse 20 says, "The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and of the seven golden lampstands, is this."
拎到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，那七星就是七个教会的使者，金灯台就是七个教会，非常的强大。但他说我知道你的行为，启示录第三章赐给腓拉铁腓教会的信息当中，就腓拉铁腓教会就是耶稣铸造出他被提教会榜样的。
Among the golden lampstands, so he is surely supervising and inspecting the church. So for sure his assessment is right. He knows their deeds.
我知道你的行为。我们现在看到了启示的第一章，他正在行走在七个金灯台中间，就是他知道教会发生的所有的一切。金灯台就是教会，他现在监督，他现在查看检查，他现在调整。并且要修正教会里发生的所有的一切事情，因为他知道教会里的一切行为。因此他说我知道你的行为，确实是他知道你的行为。
But even more central on this beginning part of verse 8, I know your deeds, is the fact that the Lord is saying that based on your deeds,You will enter heaven or not.
并且第八节，我知道你的行为。这段信息赐给我们的指示就是，按照你行为作为一个基础根据，决定你是否可以进入天堂。
No wonder the book of James says, faith without deeds is dead.
难怪雅各书告诉我们，没有行为的信心是死的。
Then he says, see, I have placed.Before you an open door that no one can shut.
看哪，我在你面前给你一个避开的门，是无人能关的。我知道你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。现在他跟教会说，他向谁打开被提走的门？这个教会，他们是经历逼迫的。可是遵守主耶稣基督的道， 并且没有弃绝主基督的名的，换言之把主的指示命令放在心中，并且遵守到底的，忍耐到底的。你遵守我的道，这是对现今教会来说非常严重的、非常严肃的标准。
Is that they go to church, they hear the word, but they don't keep the word, they don't obey the word.
因为现今基督徒去教会听道，可是并没有去行道，他们是没有遵守主的道的，没有行为。他说
Blessed are the doers of the word of God. That is what he's saying here.
去行道的人才是蒙福的，才是有福的。遵守主的道的人，换言之，遵守我的道意思就是听了道然后顺服了，把神的道放在心中，然后活出来了，去行了，有了你的行为了，这才是遵守我的道这句话的意思。
And he's saying, and you have not denied my name.
并且你没有弃绝我的名。
In other words, he's saying that several and many opportunities availed themselves to you of persecution, whereby you were supposed to renounce my name, but you did not take up those opportunities. You stood with the name of Jesus.
换言之，那有几个、好几个机会，并且非常合理的，就是。看来非常适当的机会来弃绝耶稣基督的，可是你并没有这么做，并没有弃绝主的名，一忍耐到底了，非常有合理的这个理由，可是并没有否认基督的名字。
But for you, you stood. You said, I have seen the cloud of God. I have seen the rain of God. I have seen creepers walking. I have heard righteousness. I have heard holiness. I ain't moving from here.
换言之，你身边很多的人都放弃了耶稣基督，因为逼迫很大。可是你站在那里一直到底，因为你看到了神的云彩，你看到了神的雨水，你看到了铲子起来行走，你听到了公义的讲道，你听到了圣洁的指示，因此你就站在那一直到底，忍耐到底了。你身边的人都倒下来丢弃了耶稣，可是你并没有，这才是顺服了主的道，把神的道放在你心中去行了，你有了这行为了。
And therefore, you have not denied my name.
这样依然你没有否认我的名字，没有拒绝基督的名，你没有，你没有叛教了，叛教意味着丢弃耶稣基督。
I see verse 8 shouting and screaming out to the present day church that are you aware? This is the identity of the church that enters heaven.
第八节给现今教会呼喊喊叫说，你们知道吗？这才是教会的特点，这才是教会的身份特点呢。你有这个教会的身份特点吗？
I'll make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you.
第九节，那撒旦以会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。在这说的他们不是犹太人是吗？不是的，他们是犹太人。他在这要说的是，只有他跟教会打仗，等于是现在他们顺服的是撒旦的议程，顺服撒旦的议程来跟基督来跟教会打仗。 这是为什么在这儿主重新定义犹太人的含义。一见这样的犹太人从里头成为真正犹太人才是犹太人。任何一个跟基督的议程打仗的反对的，那是撒旦议会的，撒旦公会的。
A visitation like you see going on globally now. The visitation of God, the cloud of God, the reign of God, the creepers are walking, the announcement of the coming of the Messiah. Whosoever fights that or decides to oppose that, if you are in a church or you are a pastor or a Christian, then it says the synagogue of Satan.
任何一个反对主的议程，现在地球唯一的神的云彩，神的云降下来造访教会，并且悔改的道，并且公义圣洁的道，并且铲着起来行走，好多神的神迹发生的这个神的运动，任何一个反对对此表达反对的，那就是赞成，就是同意撒旦议程的人，是撒旦公会的，这是撒旦公会的人。
28 But a person is not a Jew who is.One only outwardly.
因为外面说犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼，不，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人。真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵不在乎仪文，这人的称赞不是从人来的。换言之，启示录三章的九节在那重新定义真正犹太人是这个意思。
Like these ones here in Philadelphia, he says they're in the synagogue of Satan.
这是真正相信基督的才是真正的犹太人，跟基督打仗的是假犹太人。换言之，跟腓拉铁非教会打仗的就是撒旦公会的假犹太人。并且启示录三章的九节是这个非常预言性的，含义很深。换言之，以色列一直到如今仍然堕落的，因为他们如今仍然否认耶稣基督。我们现在分享这个信息的这个时刻，以色列在很大的叛教当中。因为母鸡就是收取小鸡一样，总是这么努力，可是以色列人他们反犹太人他们拒绝。
A day is coming, however much they rejected the Messiah, a day is coming when all Israel will be saved.
可是这段经文非常预言性的，他们现在无论何等拒绝基督，可是到了那一天，他们会接受基督的，最终有这一天来临的。
That is what he means by saying that they will come. I will make them come and fall at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you.
这就是我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，是这个意思。这句话的意思就是他们到时候也会认可你的信心。换言之，到时候他们也会明白，哦，你敬拜的耶稣弥赛亚才是犹太的弥赛亚，真正的弥赛亚。我们现在知道了，你们下拜的才是真正的，我们等待的那一位犹太人的弥赛亚。
Kumbe wakati huu wote mmekuwa mkimwabudu Masihi wa kweli, Masihi wa Kiyahudi. Hivyo basi, huo ndio wakati ambapo watakuja nao pia kumwabudu Masihi.
He's prophesying here that however much they did not like him, hated him, crucified him, but there is a day coming when they will recognize Christ Jesus as the Jewish Messiah.
在这描述的就是犹太人无论多么的讨厌他，憎恨他，把他钉死在十字架，可是到了那一天，犹太人最终认可他是弥赛亚，最终认可他是犹太人的弥赛亚。
And he's saying here very clearly that the day is coming when you realize that now finally the gift of inheritance of the kingdom of God, they will realize that the Gentiles were also given that gift to inherit the kingdom of God.
并且到时候他们也会明白天堂的产业就是亚威神的产业，天堂也有外邦人，外邦教会也有分的，他们也有基层神天堂的他们的分，他们也会承认这一点。
Onto the root of the promise of Abraham and drink the sap of the bread and the wine that Melchizedek brought to Abraham in Genesis 14:17-20.
换言之，在这描述的就是耶橄榄树的树枝被折下来接种在真橄榄树上，那这样一来他们吸收的亚伯拉罕的根
of what Melchizedek blessed Abraham with when they met in the valley of Shaveh.
他们现在吸收的就是麦基洗德带给亚伯拉罕的饼和葡萄酒，就是在创世纪十四章十七到二十节在这儿描述的那个根，犹太人亚伯拉罕的约至上外邦教会被建立的。麦基德带来的饼和葡萄酒带给亚伯拉罕的就是那王谷，这是新约的象征。饼和葡萄酒麦基洗德带给亚伯拉罕的就是三冷王麦基洗德。
The first place you see someone appearing with two hats, the priestly crown and the kingly crown.
你看到头一次有一个人出现，他是作为三冷王君王的，并且他是个大祭司、祭司长的两个职位在他身上。
In his glorious kingdom in the millennial reign,The Messiah will have now all the crowns. He will have the priestly crown, which he is using now to intercede for the church on the right hand of God the Father. And he will also have the prophet's crown. And then he will have the crown of the king now. And he will have all those crowns crowned with them on his glorious crown. And he will rule from Jerusalem.
请你知道这个千禧年他那要统治的事情，弥赛亚带领他头上戴着很多种类的冠冕。首先呢，他是一个大祭司，为了教会在父神面前求告的大祭司的冠冕，并且他戴着先知的冠冕，并且他戴着君王的冠冕。这样一来，他带领来要统在耶路撒冷统治。
And so Revelation chapter 3 verse 9 essentially screams out the liberation, the revival of Israel. Romans chapter 11 is screaming here right now.
因此启示录三章的九节在这呼唤的喊出来的声音就是犹太人以色列的恢复，正如罗马书十一章应许的就是这个犹太人以色列的恢复。
And he will deal with them according toHow he dealt with the patriarchs of Israel.
重新把他们带过来，以祖先的律法来处理他们，对待他们，旧约的律法，旧约的方式来。
Dealt with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob,
就是他教导亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的方式来教导他们。约瑟和他十一个弟兄，他教导以色列君王的方式，并且他教导以色列先知的方式来他就来使用同样的律法，同样的方式，同样教导的方式来处理犹太人以色列当弥赛亚来临的时候。因此九节是非常的核心，就告诉我们主从来没有同时的祝福两个不同的议程在地球上。
That right now, when he's blessing the Gentile church, the church in Philadelphia, he's saying that he's dealing with them according to the grace, and he has blessed the church, the Gentile church, and this is the time when he has pressed the pause button on the clock of God. In Daniel chapter 9, 24, 27, he has stopped the clock, and he's right now blessing the Gentile church and admitting them in until the rapture. Then after that, he will turn and begin to bless Israel.
欢迎师在这告诉我们的就是他祝福外邦教会的时候，但你说九章二十四到二十七节，他跟腓拉铁非教会说这段话，祝福腓拉铁非教会的时候，就是祝福外邦教会的时候，但你说九章二十四到二十七节所描述的那犹太人的这个七十个七那个钟表停下来了，不再进行了，然后呢就是处理外邦教会，这样一来神从来没有同时的祝福两个不同的议程。
Hivyo basi anasema ya kwamba kama vile anashughulika sasa hivi na kanisa la watu mataifa, hivyo basi kuna wakati ambapo utafika ambapo sasa ataanza kushughulika na Israeli, kwa kuwa hakuna siku ambapo Bwana amewahi kuweka ratiba mbili duniani.
When the fullness of the number of the Gentiles will be reached, that's what he's talking about here.
当外邦人的数目填满了，就是罗马书告诉我们的
to the deliverance and salvation of Israel.
的期限。那到时候神就转身转脸，现在专门的对待处理在以色列，以色列的恢复，以色列的复兴。因此九节在告诉我们的信息是非常严重的。因此他说，当他差派耶利米，就只有耶利米一个人。你无法，你不可能看到耶利米在这说预言，那有另一个人在那说另一个预言，互相冲突，不可能这样的。当他差派以西结，那只有以西结，这是神的神运转节目的方式。当他差派以赛亚，那只有以赛亚了，那是地上的节目。并且现在也是的，现在他差派的这两位先知，地上他运营的只有这一个节目了，没有其他的了，只有这两位先知的事工。你不可能听到，你绝对不可能听到任何其他人在那呼叫呼叫声，云彩的下来，向天命令天打开，雨水降下来，向残疾人命令残疾人起来走路，瞎子睁开眼睛，耳聋的听见，不可能。因此第九节是非常的强大，有很深的含义。然后十节神说，
The Gentile church and the Hebrew church, the Jewish church, The only thing that will matter for the two will be that they believe Christ. They will share the kingdom of God together.
也许他们知道我是已经爱你了，这个意思呢，就是现在唯一的问题就是外邦教会、犹太人的教会，如果他们都达到一个认可基督的同一个认识之上，他们都共同的继承神的国度，是这个意思。
Then verse 10 says, since you have kept my command,
你既遵守我忍耐的道，第十节。
To keep his command is literally to obey his command.
遵守我忍耐的道，换言之是你顺服了我的命令。并且如果我们有机会，我把这仔细的内容都要跟你们一个一个的分享。因为你遵守了我的命令，换言之，你顺服了我的命令，你顺服了我的指示，并且忍耐到底了。
That he gives you, the command he gives you to follow him faithfully and wholly is bound to attract animosity and persecution.
换言之，随着一切受到逼迫的艰难的环境当中，你受到了神的道，受到了神的命令，你非常忠诚的、圣洁的遵守到底了。
He's saying that he can never give you anything that you are not able to surmount. The Spirit of God, if you are willing, the Spirit of God will always ensure that if you are standing, that you prevail.
并且神只有赐给你你能够战胜的分量，你要相信这一点，只有你愿意，神的灵总是让你能做到，帮助你，让你能够做得到。神的灵，你要相信这一点，只有你愿意，神赐给你能力。
Because he's giving conditionalities. He says, because you have, since you have.
因此这是个条件性的，因为你遵守了，因为你顺服了，顺服了神的命令，因此所以。
Since you have kept my command to endure patiently.
因为你遵守我的道，忍耐到底了。
Then on the other side, the recompense, the reward. I also will keep you from the hour of trial.That is going to come to the whole known world to test the inhabitants of the earth.
那现在我赐给你这个赏赐，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你年纪，这个是怜悯的试炼。这是个条件性的，在这说的非常的强大。
That I also, the Lord is compelled, out of your faithfulness, He is compelled to come towards your aid.
因为你的信心，因为你的顺服，主现在要求你来达到这个顺服。因此，不让任何人来欺骗你、欺哄你，你就相信了，就坐在背后，那就可以了。
And your heart is regenerated.Then you will be compelled to be faithful to the Lord, and the Lord is compelled to come to your aid, to your rescue.
你完整的重生的话，完整的重生的话，主的真理肯定要改变你。这样一来，主要求你，主期待你要做出来神愿意的行为，去遵守顺服。
He is not saying that I'll keep you from tribulation. No, he's saying from that season of tribulation. He's not saying I'll keep you from what? He's talking about a time, the hour of trial. And if we have time, I'll open that for you also, that you may understand what is the hour of trial.
在这个试炼的时候，就是保守你免去的，就是这个试炼的时候，这是个时段，不是一个灾难，不让你遇见灾难，不是的，灾难的这个整个时段，整个时候，如果我们有时间，我们仔细的要查看这个内容。
He's talking about a season, a time.
在这谈的是时间，就是季节，就是灾难，灾难的这个时候，让你避开整个这时段。
And the key word there is from. Say, I will keep you from. If he had said, I will keep you in, that would mean the church has to plow through the tribulation.
并且在这儿的核心词就是免去，这让你根本没有经历这个试炼，这个试炼的时候，换言之，不是在这个试炼当中拯救你，不是这个试炼经过了之后拯救你，不是的，把你彻底的就是不让你碰着这个试炼的时候，这是免去的意思。
If he had said, I will keep you in or keep you through, it would have been a different story altogether.
如果在试炼中或者呢你受到试炼之后，如果这样的描述，那就完全不同的故事了。
Promise the one that brings God's rescue program, God's evacuation program to the church.
免去让教会免去这个试炼的整个时段，换言之，这就是神来拯救教会的神的意图。
The rescue of God, the evacuation of God, the rapture of the church before the tribulation.
这就是灾难之前神来要拯救提走教会背起的事情，要夺走教会的事情。
But in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, you are out of this war zone. You are out of the disaster zone.
就是眨眼瞬间，就是一下子你就离开这战场。
He said the hour of trial, in other words, the tribulation that is going to come to the whole world, meaning there will be nowhere to hide. Nobody will escape.
因为这试炼的时候是要临到普天下所有的人的，因此没有任何人可以避开，没有任何一个人可以逃避的，没有什么地方可以逃避的。因为整个地球整个世界普天下所有的人都会进入到这试炼的时候里头。来要试炼地球表面上所有的一切居民，普天下所有的人，他要试炼什么呢？并且地上的居民是指的是谁呢？谁是地上的居民呢？因为我们现在已经看到被爱的教会已经提走了，他是免去受到这整个试炼的时候了，而现在要受到这试炼的呢，其他的剩下来的就是地上的居民了，他们是个什么样的人？
There are those that remain of the earth whom he wants to test and he calls them the inhabitants of the earth. Who are they?
留在地上的人们，就是地上的居民，普天下的人，这样的人指的这个居住是什么样的人？因为英文圣经这里头有一个地上的居民这样的词汇，那地上的居民就是地上居住的人，居住在地上的人是什么意思？换言之，定居在地上的你现在享受地上的东西，对你来说这才是你最终的目的地，对你来说没有其他的目的地，就是对他们来说那是永永远远的他们的定居点。换言之，他们接纳了地上所有的一切有罪的，他们欣赏，他们喜欢跟罪在一起。因为神的仇敌撒旦公会的逼迫教会，逼迫基督的仇敌。可是这些人呢，把自己献给那些犯罪的罪恶里头，就是没有惧怕神的，没有敬畏神的人，非常强大的时间蒙福的人们。并且十一节带给我们的就是紧迫性，教的背景是非常紧迫性的。
Says I am coming soon, without saying what soon means.
我必快来，他并没有说到 快来是个什么样的概念。
In other words, if you observe this statement here that I'm coming soon, it changes your life the way you live on this earth. You'll change your life, you'll be holier. You'll be living every minute looking up, waiting on the Lord. And that is the best you can do living on this earth.
换言之，你受到了这样的教导，那就你在地上生活的时候，每分每秒都等着，基督的来临，就是遵守他忍耐道的。
If you're living knowing that the Lord is coming anytime, that means it's hanging on your head. Every moment you know is hanging on you. Any moment it can happen. It does not depend on anything else.
我必快来这个应许你必须要抓住，然后呢，任何瞬间每分每秒都想着主基督的再临。你的脑，海里不要离开，不让这个应许离开你的脑海。总是想着他，会来，就这样。这就是地上生活的，活在地上的基督徒必须要保持的姿态。
They are living on this earth in great anticipation of the return of Christ any minute, every second of their life.
就是完全完整的重生的基督徒活在地上的时候，他的一个准确的生活方式就是任何瞬间每分每秒都等着主基督再临的那种方式，那种姿态。
Those who will enter his kingdom are the Christian believers.Who are living their lives waiting for him.
就是迫切的等待他，的这种态度，就是进入神国度的，进入基督国度的人，就是这样的人。迫切等待基督的再临，每分每秒，都等待，这才是真正的基督跟随者。在这界定基督真正跟随者的这个方式，就是每分每秒迫切等待基督再临的人。
Then he says, hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. Meaning, there is a danger of losing your eternity, a danger of the enemy making you fall.
你要持守所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。换言之，那有一个危险，仇敌来夺走你的救赎，你的冠冕。你要明白这一点，那有一个这样的危险。
Meaning not everybody that has received the grace will enter the kingdom of God.
换言之，不是所有一切接受恩典的人都能够进入，都可以进入神国度的。
To guard the salvation like the grace, like one who went and discovered a pearl, a treasure, and he guarded it with all his all.
换言之，你必须要懂得保护恩典的救赎，你需要珍惜它。好像用谁的一切财产卖出去，然后买到那最珍贵的珍珠一样的那种圣经的比喻一样，你必须要去，懂得去珍惜你恩典的救赎，来要保护你恩典的救赎。十二节神说，得生的。
Meaning it is a battle. Christian life is a constant conflict. It is a war. You cannot sit back. It's a constant battle. You are on watch out. You have to put your weapons ready all the time.
换言之，基督徒的生活是一个战斗。你不可能坐在后边，不可能的。基督徒的生活本身就是一个打仗，就是一个战争，你必须要战胜。
One who is victorious, meaning a conqueror.Meaning there is a battle and you have to win it.
得生的换言之，那有一个战争，并且你必须要战胜。
Meaning here that the reason the present day church has fallen is because they have not recognized and realized that it's a serious raging battle.
现今教会堕落了，现今教会叛教了，是因为他们根本不懂得那有非常严重的战争持续不断的开展着。他在这说，你必须要成为作为一个得胜的战胜的来要出现。
against the flesh.
你必须要战胜你的肉体，这是个针对你肉体的战争。
It is a battle against Satan.
这是针对撒旦的战争，这是针对世界的战争，这是针对这地球系统的战争，这是针对邪恶的战争。这是针对撒旦带给你的另一个救赎，对此的战争。那些愿意的主赐给你圣灵的武器来让你战胜，那些愿意的。
In the temple of my God, meaning it will be a permanent blessing, an eternal blessing, like the eternal temple of God.
得生的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。换言之，这是永永远远的，在神圣殿里的，永永远远的赏赐。
He says, "Never again will they leave it."I will write on them the name of my God. Never again will they leave it, meaning this is a permanent blessedness, an eternal blessing, a blessing into eternity he's talking about here.
他也必不再从那里出去，我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，并我的心名都写在他上面。
Meaning there will be the presence of God.Forever and ever. He is introducing here the eternity of God to the church. The eternity of the church with God.
换言之，在这说明神永远的同在，这是神永远的同在跟教会在一起。
He's saying here eternity with God, meaning living with God, sharing eternity with God, and eternity has no end.
跟神永远同在意味着跟神永永远远的分享，这永远是没有结束的。
And he says, I'll write on them the name of my God. Meaning God will step out publicly and openly to own you.
我的心名都写在他上面，意味着神公开的、公然的拥有你。因此把他的名写在你上面，并且他不羞辱你。他不是为你而感到羞辱。
He's never been ashamed to be called the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Isaac, God of Jacob.
因为神从来没有被称呼为亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，被这么称呼，神没有感到羞辱。我把我神的名写在你上面，意味着神不会为你而感到羞辱，并且耶路撒冷的。将我神的名，我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，这是我当时我读过的地方，就是我读到这个地方的时候，就是偷走了我。
This is the part I was reading when the Lord stole me into a vision and took me right into the New Jerusalem.
当我读到这个地方的时候，就偷走了我，然后让我去到新耶路撒冷的里头。
Exactly 1:20 p.m. on a Sunday.
这是星期天下午1:20。
January 29th, 2023年1月29号。
主把我带到那新耶路撒冷的里头，我就水平的看到了那里的居住地。然后主说了，这是义人的家。永生跟我说，这是义人的家。这是今天我要处理的信息。
If not, we'll come back on Sunday.
因此我们到这来，我们稍微休息一下，如果时间允许我再来跟你们继续的分享，如果时间不允许我们星期天再来。因为明天我们在这有很大的会议，很大的会议。愿你接受主耶稣基督的先生跟我祷告，想到的主耶稣，我接受你作为礼物给我们的永生，我接受你主耶稣基督在我心中成为我的主和救主，我请求我的主耶稣使用这强大的宣告，就是弥赛亚来临的宣布，就是来要决定我怎么样的在生活，在地上生活，教导我每分每秒每个时间，教导我怎么样的去生活，让我圣洁，让我战胜，让我的生活成为更加的圣洁，我悔改我所有一切的罪恶。我的主耶稣，我今天接受你作为我的主和救主，用圣灵来带领我，让我对罪保持零容忍，以整个的耶稣圣灵而求，我重生了，阿们。